20 years ago, the federal government acquired nearly 30,000 acres of heavily logged but undeveloped land in northeast Vermont. Since then, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has tried to restore habitat in what's known as the Silvio Oconte National Fish and Wildlife Refuge. Now the federal government wants to more than triple the size of the refuge. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the plan has stirred up long-running tensions between land conservation and the timber industry.
Steve Aegis has only been managing the Silvio Oconte Refuge since January, when he relocated here from his federal post in northern Maine. But he's already pretty taken with the place.
It's too bad the listeners can't see this right now. This is an exceptional view of the Nelhegan Basin with the foliage just starting to change, and you can hear the Nelhegan River just down below us by a few hundred feet.
It's a cool and misty morning. We're standing on a granite overlook near the Refuge Welcome Center. Even under heavy cloud cover, the view of the forest that extends beyond us is postcard-worthy. Aegis says it's one of the largest intact lowland spruce fir forests in the region.
It's pretty rare to find something like this in New England that still exists. Most of the time, if you're going to find a subboreal habitat like this, it's going to be more of a higher elevation.
That's what makes this land so important to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's also why they want to expand the refuge's boundaries to include 60,000 additional acres of conserved land in Vermont up and down the Connecticut River Valley.
To benefit as much wildlife as possible, specifically migratory birds, we need a complex level of stand structure.
And Aegis says achieving that complex stand structure requires disciplined forest management practices.
And that's something that the Fish and Wildlife Service can do.
Even if the Fish and Wildlife Service can do that, though, not everyone is so sure that they want them to. Rob O'Halloran has a professional interest in the future of the refuge.
So I'm a consulting forester, which means I manage private timberland for fun and profit.
Hollerin has been watching the Conte Refuge since it was created back in 1997, when the former owner, a paper company called Champion International, decided to sell it off. Hollerin says the Fed's proposal back then seemed innocent enough.
And maybe we'll buy some of the wetlands areas along the river that, you know, nobody wants anyway, and we'll put a nice sign up there and people can hunt and fish and swim and kayak and birdwatch and everything will be groovy.
But Hollerin, he's a member of the Vermont Forest Products Association, which is an industry trade group, says those plans have evolved.
And then when they start saying, well, you know, we'd like to buy 100,000 acres of Vermont timberland, that just rubs us the wrong way.
And if past is prologue, then Hollerin says timberlands owned by the feds won't be anywhere near as financially productive as they would have been otherwise.
So it's that predominance of privately owned land that allows the forest products industry to function, to buy wood when the price is right. You know, and some landowners are very price sensitive. And
one very prominent state official shares those concerns, Governor Phil Scott. In a September 1st letter to U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, Scott said he's, quote, very apprehensive about the Fed's plan to expand the Conte. Scott says he has, quote, deep concerns about the impact on loggers specifically. Here's Vermont's Secretary of Natural Resources, Julie Moore.
The number of acres actively harvested each year within the refuge holdings is lower as a percentage than it is on certainly on private land, but also in many of our state forests.
Moore says the forest products economy is already dealing with challenges, such as a lack of access to pulp and paper mills and potentially new trade and tariff rules with Canada.
And this just looks to be another, frankly, layer in that onion, a complication that the forest products economy probably isn't in a position to handle right now.
Standing on the banks of the Nelhegan River, Refuge manager Steve Aegis says he appreciates the concerns coming from Governor Phil Scott and Rob O'Halloran.
This northeast corner of Vermont has a very rich history when it comes to logging, a very unique history, and it's exciting to talk about. It wasn't that long ago that the river right in front of us here, they were floating logs down every spring.
Aegis concedes that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a different objective when it comes to land management than people who make a living off timber harvests. But he says the long-range management plans for the Conte rely on plenty of timber harvests to achieve its wildlife habitat goals.
I have a feeling that those that have concerns that their voices haven't been heard in regards to a timber resource coming off the refuge should be pleased in what they see.
AGIS says that management plan is in its final stages of development and will be released within months. Scott and others have other concerns as well. Under the proposed expansion, some Vermont towns would potentially have 40% of their acreage under federal ownership, according to the governor's office. And Scott says that could erode the tax base in those towns, since the federal government doesn't pay as much as a regular property taxpayer would. AGIS says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is eager to work with the state, as well as the logging industry and hunters and trappers, to develop a plan that addresses everyone's concerns. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.